This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The scandal at News Corporation crosses the pond.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The chances that Rupert Murdoch's media company will take over British Sky Broadcasting is looking less and less likely. Now, British Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party has come out against the deal following the widely reported phone hacking scandal at News of the World. Now, a U.S. senator, a Democrat, is calling for an investigation here in this country, where News Corporation owns media properties, including the Wall Street Journal, Fox News Channel, and the New York Post. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Jay Rockefeller, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, says the phone hacking allegations reported in Britain are offensive and a serious breach of journalistic ethics. He wants the U.S. authorities to investigate whether or not anything similar has been happening in America. Rockefeller expressed concern that Murdoch's News Corp may have hacked into the cell phones of American targets, including the victims of 9/11. Roy Greenslade is professor of journalism at City University in London.
This is a mighty serious matter for the whole conglomerate. The stain of the hacking scandal is spreading across the whole Murdoch empire.
It's emerged that News Corp has spent $5 billion propping up its own shares. The News Corp share price has fallen 14% since the phone hacking crisis blew up last week. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The long-awaited Boeing 787 Dreamliner, which was supposed to head to the skies a couple years ago, will be awaited even longer. Vanessa Romo at KPLU in Seattle has the details.
This is the fifth time Boeing stopped supply of parts to its plant in Everett, Washington, to allow workers to catch up with assembly. Boeing spokesman Scott LaFaber says the delay is not uncommon in this phase of production.
Work continues in all areas of production on all airplanes.
That means carriers like All Nippon and United Airlines can still expect to receive the first new Dreamliners on time this year. The 787 is already about 3 years behind schedule, but rival Airbus shouldn't get too excited by this current delay, says Scott Hamilton, an aviation analyst with Lehem Company.
So there's nothing that Airbus could do to take advantage of this 30-day slowdown, even if it wanted to.
Airbus has its hands full with several years of production orders for its A330, the Dreamliner's direct competition. That means any new clients would go to the back of the line. In Seattle, I'm Vanessa Romo for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up across Europe and Asia this morning, more than 1% higher in Hong Kong after China reported its economic growth was 9.5% last quarter. Just to give you some context, U.S. GDP was 1.8%. Today, we'll probably hear about that slow growth as well as the European debt crisis and, of course, the debt ceiling debate from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who will testify at a House hearing. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 58 points to close at 12,446.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Today is the deadline for 8 of the country's largest mortgage servicers, including Bank of America, Citigroup, and JP Morgan Chase, to submit new plans to the government on how they'll handle foreclosures going forward. This is related to the settlement being negotiated between the lenders and all 50 states over how foreclosures were handled or mishandled after the housing market collapse. And while the housing market may not be collapsing anymore, it seems in no hurry to bounce back either. And it could be a while before it does, according to the latest piece by Robin Farzad, a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. He is with us now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, you say that the housing market is worse than we think. How bad is it?
If you had housing starts from their current half-century low rally an unprecedented, let's say, 60 or 70%, they would merely hit the average low of the past six housing recessions since 1950. I mean, did you get that? I mean, we dug ourselves that deep a hole. So there's very, very, very little comfort here.
Well, why hasn't housing recovered along with so many other sectors of the economy?
I think because the bubble on the way up, I mean, the easy answer is that the construction and the froth was just so enormous. I mean, by one estimate, 5 million people who should have been renters were prematurely made homeowners. And now they're in the kind of the wrenching process of having the market evict them out of it. And meanwhile, all of these barely used homes, you have stories in the excerpts of Phoenix and Tucson of bobcats and coyotes taking over half empty homes.
But you're saying that this is really just an issue of inventory. There are just too many houses on the market.
It's so out of whack right now in terms of the foreclosures of the existing homes that could be cleared out. There's just an enormous backlog. You know, the oversupply of homes, according to one analyst, is now at 1.6 million homes. And that's not an incidental number.
Okay, well, Robin, tell me this. How long until we finally see a recovery in housing?
Well, if you subscribe to the idea that housing is a busted-up asset bubble and it was the biggest asset bubble we ever have, all you need to do is look at neat analogs in history, the United States railroad building bubble in the 19th century, the tech bubble at the beginning of the last decade. A lot of cases, these prices have not come back to bubble levels. Certainly, if you look at the NASDAQ and companies like Cisco and Dell, I mean, they're nowhere close to where they were back then. So this could well be a generational thing, and that's very hard for a lot of people to hear.
Robin Farzad, senior writer with Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And finally, forget 3D movies. The new thing is 4D, which adds things you smell and feel to the theater experience. A blogger in Seoul, South Korea recently saw a 4D screening of Kung Fu Panda 2. He said the seats have massage chair motors that punch you lightly in the kidneys when the main character gets hit. But some viewers weren't thrilled by 4D. They complained of nausea following the water effects used in the latest Pirates of the Caribbean film. And they didn't love Transformers after a burnt rubber smell was pumped into the theater. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The economic story of China the past 20 years is growth, right? But if you look real close, there's this sneaking feeling there that any given moment, it can all go poof.
People who have been doing extremely well, who've got themselves a nice little apartment, who've got themselves a nice car, suddenly wake up tomorrow and their mum's had a stroke. There is no net.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens when? That's on our series, The 5-Year Plan, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.